Father, I praise you because you've been so good to us, God, to my family. You've been so good to our church. Lord, I praise you because you are so worthy. You are a merciful and kind God who has not struck us down in our sinfulness, Lord, but you have created a way to come close to you. Father, for that this morning, I praise you for your mercies, your never-ending mercy, God, for your greatness and your goodness to us, Lord. We praise you in Jesus' name, amen. This week, it was kind of funny. I was doing a little bit of studying on water. Why would you ever look into water? But the Lord was kind of leading me with the scripture. And you would think the very simple water that we put in our glasses and we drink to hydrate us, or the water that runs in our sinks, how much damage it can actually do, how powerful it can actually be. And what I mean is that, you know, as I looked into the power of water, when you think of storm waters, there are storms that have come, different hurricanes and all those different things where the water is able to break through even the strongest of buildings. Think about that. Homes that have stood for hundreds of years wiped out in a matter of moments because of the power of that breakthrough that comes. I was even looking into the power of tsunami waters. Now, I never realized this, but if you were to get hit with a wave from a tsunami, it's actually at least 1,700 pounds. 1,700 pounds of power behind it. Can you imagine the force behind that? You wouldn't even be able to fight it. There's no way to do it. I'm sad enough in the ocean when a big enough wave comes. I like to stay by the side, you know, on the little edge of the shore, because I hate to get hit by one of those big waves. But the power of a tsunami that can break through and completely turn over entire communities. Another thing that I learned is that one scientist had estimated the power of a tsunami is actually just a little bit under the explosion of an atomic bomb. And I just said, wow, this is amazing, the power that water has, the breakthrough. But then I started to think about Jesus. I started to think about the one who creates the waters. I started to think about the one who stirs up the waters with the power of his word. I started to think about the one that at just a touch of a finger, he can stir up the earth. He can move the waters and he can break through anything. I started to think about the Lord Jesus Christ, whose word, when he begins to speak it, it could break through darkness. His word, when he speaks it, it could tear down idols. It can break through sin. It can break through fear and everything that we can possibly imagine. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord this morning that he is the Lord who can break through. Amen. I want to exalt the God of breakthrough today. Today, this morning, I want to exalt Baal Peratsim. That is the name of the Lord of the breakthrough. And you know what? He breaks through with his glory. The glory of the Lord is a glory that can break every mountain. If you got a mountain in your way today, God can break through it. If you've got an obstacle that just doesn't seem to move, I want to tell you today that the Lord Jesus Christ is the Lord of the breakthrough. That just like those powerful waters, the Lord Jesus can break through and make it tumble and lift up his name in our lives. Amen. Amen. His glory is so powerful. It's like the sun that shines through the storming clouds that enters into the soul that is darkened and brings light. So I want to ask you today, is there a mountain in your life? Is there some type of thing that you just can't shake off? Is there something that is holding you back from the Lord? Is there something, is there even death itself that is not allowing you to come alive to worship the living God? Is there a power of Satan in your life that is not allowing you to bring forth his praises, that is holding you back from that new song that God is bringing forth this week? Today is the day the Lord says, I am the God of breakthrough. I am the one who is powerful. I am like that rushing waters that will break out and break in and make a people for myself that will worship and exalt my name and my name alone. Hallelujah. God is the God of breakthrough. He is Baal Peratsim, the one who is able to do all more than we could ever ask or imagine. I want to ask, how does God break through in our lives? What does it look like? How does he do it? Father, is it just a prayer? Is it something that just happens? How do you do it? And I want to share with you today something spectacular, the way that God can break through in every single one of us, church. The way that he has made through the Lord Jesus Christ to become free to do his will. Amen? I'm going to share with you another story of King David today. And I love King David, just how he was a man after God's own heart. And we're going to see how God had broken through in David's life. And it shows me and it shows you how God can move in a man or woman, any man or woman that chooses to say, I'm going to seek you, Lord. I'm going to worship you. I am out to bring you glory. Just as Pastor Janet was just saying, you know, somebody that would pursue God, if we pursue God, he will break through. If we pursue God, if there is something in the way of that pursuit, listen, the God of the breakthrough will remove that problem. God will break through. He'll break through. He'll bring you the healing that you need. He'll bring you the obstacle and take it out of the way. He'll give you the hope. He'll give you whatever you may need in your household. He'll teach you how to discipline. He'll teach you how to walk a life of victory. Because when you're on the road to Jesus, oh, he is going to make a way. God of the breakthrough. We're going to turn to 2 Samuel chapter 5. 2 Samuel chapter 5, we're going to begin at verse 17. We see his servant David is leading an army once again. We're taking off at a place here where David had just become king. Now, a couple people were not happy about David becoming king. They were not happy that this man was now going to be leading Israel. It was the Philistine army. So here he is, face to face with the Philistines. And they didn't want to just take him off his throne. They were so after him that they wanted to kill him. They wanted to surround him, trap him, and take him out. Isn't that what Satan does? He does not want us to pursue God, and he does everything he possibly can. Sin itself invades our life when we allow it in, and it causes death to where it just wants to keep us from the goodness of our God. But then we look at somebody like David. Although he was in a tight position, he was surrounded by his enemies, there was no way out. He was at war, yet he began to call to the Lord of breakthrough. And as he called upon his God had answered him because his heart was set upon glorifying this wonderful God, Yahweh, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and God delivered David. So let's read verses 17 through 19. I want to show to you the first way that the Lord brings breakthrough in our life, and he breaks through the power of death. It says, when the Philistines heard that David had been anointed king over Israel, they went up in full force to search for him. But David heard about it and went down to the stronghold. Notice that he went down to the stronghold. Now the Philistines had come and spread out in the valley of Rephaim. So David inquired of the Lord, "Shall I go and attack the Philistines? Will you deliver them into my hands?" The Lord answered him, "Go, for I will surely deliver the Philistines into your hands." And we see here again that David was at war. But I love this because David didn't run away. He didn't back down, even in the face of death, but it says that he went into the stronghold. That was a big place. I'm going to tell you about the stronghold. It's a big deal. This stronghold was no ordinary place. The name of it was the Valley of Rephaim. I want to just connect something here. Anytime you see that name, it's in connection to the Rephites, who were a nation of giants. We're not talking about some simple battle here. We're not just talking about some simple place. It was called the Valley of Rephaim. This was the Valley of the Giants. David had some big issue before him. He had some big problems. There was a big enemy. Again, they wanted to end his life. Bottom line, he was face to face with death, one of the greatest enemies that we face in our lives. Death itself was up against him. And you know what's so sad about this is that many of us are in this valley, and the enemy has been able to hold us from coming into the life of God. Satan has run our lives and kept us in death. What do I mean? You're dead to the things of God. You're dead to the will. You're dead to being on that pursuit. You're dead to anything that has to do with the kingdom. We may call some of it, you know, we're in despair, we're lost, we're broken. There's a lot of different things that we can call it, but if we just get down to what the reality is, it's that we are dead in our sins. We have been dead to God. And we've been in defeat of the enemy in this valley, overcome without calling upon the God who can break through in our lives. You know, when somebody's dead, they can come to church, they can go to different Bible studies and all these things, but they're still the one that always has to be reminded. Don't you know that God is good? When you're dead, see, you have to be reminded of, don't you know that Jesus is the King and that he can do anything? You so easily forget because a dead person would never be able to see the truth of God. When you're dead, you're not able to connect and walk in the life that only Jesus can give. He calls us to bring a sacrifice. And when we're dead in our sins, we're only bringing a dead sacrifice. And God doesn't require a dead sacrifice. He's not calling us to sacrifice bulls anymore or all the different animals. He calls for a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing in his sight. Holy, living sacrifice. He's no longer looking for the dead man to bring him a song or just something that he does just to do, but for a living sacrifice of the risen, living life that has come inside their heart as they are transferred from death to life. to life. Hallelujah. The Lord is the God of the breakthrough, who is a God of the living. And so we see David, again, he goes into that stronghold because he knew that God was able to deliver him and to see him through. He knew that he could even face death. This must have been a scary situation, but David knew who his Lord was. And this reminds me of Jesus, and I love how David went into that stronghold. The Lord was reminding me of what he gave Jesus power to do. He gave Jesus power not only to save us and to die from our sins, but he gave the Lord Jesus power to go into the stronghold, to the stronghold of hell. And that day that he was crucified, all the world was rejoicing against him. The enemy thought that he'd won. But meanwhile, Jesus went down into the stronghold. He went down into hell and he snatched the keys of death. He snatched the very thing that would hold God's people from ever coming into the living presence of the living God. Hallelujah. And in the same way, God is doing that in our lives today. He is able to break the power of hell. He is able to take away the death that keeps us in a slumber, that keeps us moping around, that keeps us away from his goodness and his glory. And he's done it through the power of his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the Lord of the breakthrough. See, we no longer have to be clothed in death. We no longer have to be away from God. We no longer have to just strive and just hope to make it through. But we have something powerful, and it is the mighty power of God that takes us out of the dragon. He takes us and he clothes. It says he takes the perishable and he clothes it with the imperishable. That's when Paul began to, it's almost like a song he began to sing. Death, where is thy sting? Death, where is thy victory? Death, don't you know that you've been defeated? Don't you know that the power of Jesus has risen in my life? Death, don't you know that you no longer have rule over my life, but now the living God, the life of Christ, he is my ruler and he is my king. That's why anybody who is born again is no longer conquered by death. We may sin, but we are not conquered by our sin. When somebody has come into the Christ, they are no longer ruled by Satan, his ways, or by this world. This means no Christian ever walks in defeat. No Christian walks around dead just hoping to get by, but they walk in the power of knowing Christ. They walk in the power that breaks darkness. They walk in the power that, just like that mighty waters, that even in the face of death, they are able to pierce through. Not only for themselves, but in those around them. Hallelujah. God is the Lord of the breakthrough. Remember, the Lord breaks us out of death. David inquired of the Lord. And one thing that's really clear here is that dead men and women, they don't inquire of the Lord. As a matter of fact, they're really not interested in what God thinks. Is that you in your life today? You see, dead men and women, they rather continue in deadness and just kind of go about hoping maybe something may come along that may be better, or things may just seem to come around. But this wasn't David. You see, David, he was not going to rest until he came into the glory of God's goodness. He was not going to let go, but he was a man who was alive. When you're alive, you may get discouraged at times. You may have all the world against you. You may have a Satan speaking to you in every which way, shape, and form. Your own family may betray you. But I tell you one thing, when you're alive, you know that you've got the King of all. You've got the King of the universe, that you will never alone, that the one who is never leaving you or forsake you is right by your side, that the one who takes out every giant, the one that can break you through, is right within you. He is by your side and will break through, just as he broke through the life of David. David was crying out, God, will you deliver me? In other words, you're my deliverer. I have no other way. There is no other way. You are my hope. Oh God, send your glory and let me break through so that your name will be exalted today. And you know, God loves hopeless situations like this, because he loves when men who know that they're hopeless without him begin to call on him, when they believe in the Lord of the breakthrough. And you know, the Bible makes very clear that we're in such a valley. It says, men are dead in their transgressions. If you know that this type of death has been over you, if you know that something's been so strong in your life holding you back, God says that when our sin is before us, we can never break through. And we are in this valley because of our own hopelessness, and we're entangled by the grips of death. But then comes the psalm. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thy rod is with me. Oh God, your rod is with me, the rod that's going to punish the enemy, the rod that's going to break off the darkness, the rod that's going to make a way in the deepest, darkest valley that I never thought I could make it through, because he is the Lord of the breakthrough. Hallelujah. And so the reality today for every single one of us is that the Lord Jesus has broken death. He has made a way for men to come to him. He has offered life this day. Therefore, none of us have an excuse. The excuses are far gone because whoever comes to him, whoever comes into his glory, he will break through and bring you to life. He is able to make you a man of God. He is able to make you a woman of God. And so every person who steps into that, oh, he will bless us. But for those who choose death, then you choose to remain separate from the Lord, away from him, and apart from his goodness. Is this you today? If this is you, the Lord says, why would you ever remain in death when I have made a way through my son? If this is you today, he says, why are you looking for Jesus in the tomb? He is risen. He is alive. Come into his life. Come into the resurrection power as you call to the King. And we shall see the goodness of the Lord in the land not of the dead, in the land of the living. Church, this is the land of the living. We're not just a church, but we create an atmosphere of life, our atmosphere of the life of Christ as each one of us step into the pursuit of the King of Glory. Will you call upon the Lord of Breakthrough today? Will you allow him to break through death in your life so that you would come before his altar and serve him as one, as a living sacrifice? Amen. Secondly, we see that as God breaks through death, he then breaks through self. Let's look at verse 20 in the same passage. It says, so David went to Baal Perazim, and there he defeated them. He said, as waters break out, the Lord has broken out against my enemies before me. So that place was called Baal Perazim. And here we see that the Lord had broken through with those mighty waters. Remember the tsunami waters? Just think about that power. How much more glory is in that when God is doing it? And the place was named Baal Perazim. And now that word Perazim comes from a Hebrew word, Peretz. Now, what does Peretz mean? It's a bursting through. It's a bursting forth. Think of when a woman is pregnant and there's a bursting forth of breaking of a child being born forth. Think of the bursting of the waters in a storm that break through. And this is what God did on behalf of David. David began to call on the Lord who breaks through, and God met with him. Why did God deliver David? I want to tell you there's only one reason, because David was a man after God's own heart. David wasn't set on pursuing his own gain. David was not set on bringing a name to himself. He wasn't even set on just bringing a name to Israel, but he was set to give glory to the one and only King of Kings. And therefore, God broke through. He perets in David's life. It even shows with David because, you know, after this victory, David doesn't look at this community and go, well, I'm going to name this the place where David beat this. He didn't name it, this is the place where I did a good job. He didn't name it and say, this is where I kind of made it through and I worked it. No, his first thought, his first hope, and the only thing in his heart was to glorify God. Baal Perazim, Father, you are the one who's delivered me. You and you alone, you are the one who can break even the face of death before me and to bring me through. There was no self. He was not out for self. He was only out for the Lord. And see, again, dead men can't recognize that. Dead men can only look at themselves, and that's why we're dead in the first place. When self is there, there's no power. There's only sin. There's only wickedness. The scriptures make very clear that God is not a fool. He cannot be mocked. He knows our desire. He knows that we need deliverance. Many of us may need healing. Many of us may be trapped by death, as I said. But if our desire to be delivered is just so, God, I can feel a little bit better. If my desire is, Lord, I want to be healed so I don't get boggled up in fear anymore. I'm kind of tired of it. If our desire is that, God, that you just break me through so I can live my own life and do my thing, God will not move. God will only move for the man and woman that is set to glorify his name. The one who says, Father, yes, I need some deliverance. But Lord, deliver me so that the world can see how powerful you are. Father, break this sin in my life so they know that you are far more powerful than any sin. Father, come into my life and bring life itself because I want to show the world that you are the God of the living and that you can do anything. You can even overcome the land of my heart that was once so taken by Satan. James even says, you do not have because you do not ask. And when you do ask, you ask with the wrong motives. Unless our desires change, not to get a better job, not to just improve ourselves or to feel better, but to simply say, Father, I can't serve you this way and I want to serve you. Can you break through my life? Can you break through self? Let that old self go. Although these things, don't get me wrong, there's many things that God blesses us with. He blesses us with our families. He blesses us with jobs and many other things. But those things are not what's important. What's really important is, what have we done for the kingdom of God? What have we done that's been supernatural? Things that we can't do in our own strength that we've done to bring glory to God. That's the real question. If we say no, Father, you know what? We've pursued everything. Father, I've been about my own business. I've been about my own family. I have not been about your kingdom. Then today is the day to allow God to come in and to break away the old self. The self that desires everything of the world. The self that desires everything but the goodness of God and to serve him and to bring him glory. But God can even do that this very hour. If we allow the presence of God to touch our life, if we cry out for his glory to touch us, to make a change, to be transformed, no longer stuck in the old mindset, but now receiving the mind of Christ. Oh, God can break through self. And you see what happens? You know, when we break through self, we don't live normal lives. We begin to live the power of the risen, resurrected life of Jesus himself. When we step into this community, when we walk in our homes, we're not just demonstrating godliness without a power, but we are coming forth as the ones who truly harbor and hold the power of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit that can break through darkness, the Spirit that sets people free from hell, the Spirit that brings glory to God's kingdom and allows us to do his will and to do that which only he can do in a surrendered vessel to him. And so we see David, remember, a man after God's own heart. Why would he break through for David? Because nothing else mattered to David but bringing glory to God. Nothing else mattered to David but to make the name of the Lord known. And he broke through for him. And God will do the same for us. God can take somebody and deliver somebody that's stuck on self and bring him to himself. Deliver us from ourself and bring him to worship himself and him alone. And he will burst through for the man or woman that is set upon his kingdom. He will come through. The scriptures say very clearly that no man is out to seek him. It says no one seeks him, no one does good. And it seems so utterly hopeless, and it is, until we realize what God can do. Until we realize that the Lord Jesus can transform us, that he can come in. And he can take somebody that's been boggled down in self. And I want to tell you something. I know in my own life, the place that I've been before, frustrated that I just couldn't break through to the Lord. I would always flop back and forth. I would always try to pursue God, but myself would only get in the way. I would always be out to gain my own pursuit and do my own thing. Incapable of loving, incapable of doing anything good for God's kingdom, incapable of following his word. I needed a peretz. I needed a breakthrough. But I want to tell you, by God's mercy, by the prayers of my family, by the mercy of God bringing the word, I tell you, I got a peretz today, that there has been a breakthrough, that God has been merciful, and that the old man is now dead, and the new life of the Lord Jesus Christ has come forth. Like a baby bursting through the waters. But it's the same thing with us. God wants to burst through and bring a new life. No longer living the old life, the old self, and he is able to do so. He can bring a peretz. He can bring a breakthrough. But it first starts as one who would seek first the kingdom of God. One who would say, Father, it's not for me, not for my own glory. Lord, I don't want to name it with my name. I don't want to get glory for this, God. I want to glorify your name. Lord, I pray that you would take this dead man and draw him to yourself. I pray that you would take this broken man that's been broken for years upon years. I pray, Lord, that you would take this man that is nothing. The only thing I'm capable of is sin of darkness. But Lord, take this man and rise him up. Rise him up. Let the old self die so that I can bring you glory. That people can look and simply say, look at what the Lord Jesus can do. Look at how powerful God is. And it's not just about living a decent life or being able to perform better at work. Don't get me wrong, those things are good and they're okay, but those are normal parts of the world. I'm talking about somebody that was ruled by Satan, who did it as he had pleased, whose life was given to destruction, whose life was to murder, to kill, to do all these dark things, but now stepping into the light, doing the good things that Jesus has done, no longer bringing death, but bringing life to those who are lost, bringing hope to those who are hopeless, and standing as one who has been rescued by the Savior, one who has had a peretz in their life, a breakthrough of self. No longer boggled by the sin of man, no longer overtaken by the carnality of our flesh, but free to do that which God has called us to do. Free to worship the Lord as he has called me to worship. Free to be set free to do what he has called me to do in my life, to build his kingdom. God is the God of breakthrough today. He wants us to set forth so that he can break the old death. He wants to bring us to life today. He doesn't want his church to be lost in death anymore. He wants to break away the old self. He no longer wants us to mope around in defeat, but he wants to bring victory so that he can glorify his name. Will you let go of the old self today? Is somebody out there tired of it? Is somebody out there tired of not bringing glory to God? Is there somebody out here today that says, Father, I want to go on that pursuit. Father, I want to break things down for your kingdom. I want to build for your kingdom. I want to tear down the kingdom of darkness and bring you glory. I want to be an altar, Lord, that you can be so satisfied and pleased with, an altar that would offer you true worship. Oh, Peretz, a breakthrough today. There's a breakthrough right now. God says, let me break through that self. And so he breaks through death, he breaks through self, and finally he breaks through our past. Why is that so important? Why does he need to break the past? He wants to break the past style of worship, the old worship. He wants to break through the old man. He wants to break through the old idols, the old way of doing things, letting it go, letting go of your old personality, letting go of those things that you used to say, well, this is just who I am. Those things where you lie to yourself and say, man, I'll never change. He's ready to break it today. Let's look at verse 21. At the end of the victory, it says, the Philistines abandoned their idols there, and David and his men carried them off. As simple as that scripture is, the Lord broke into my heart and said, Jeff, there's much more than me just delivering you. You're going to make a change in the land. David, there was true victory here with him, because there's countless stories I know of, countless times, that even in my own life, where God, you know, he brings victory. He may bring victory in our lives. He may bring victory in lives around us. But so many men, they never come into the fullness because there's always something left behind. Maybe a little sin, another idol. There's something in there that's for them. Just like these idols that were left behind. I think of Saul. You know, King Saul, his beginnings were powerful. God was moving in his life. He was king of Israel. He had tremendous victories. But all along the line, so subtly, we saw how Saul, there was something still stuck in that heart. There was an idol. He still wanted to glorify himself. He kind of obeyed God at times, but then he didn't kind of obey him. He would kind of do mostly what God would do, but he kind of knew better at times. And we see how this has happened over and over in our own lives or in the lives of others. And it's because the idolatry, because God has not broken through our past. He has not been able to break through and rid the land of everything that it's had once and for all and allow it to be a place where Jesus can dwell. And David here, I love it, because there was no idols in his heart. David decided, and he was sure that this land was never going to be the same again. He said, we're going to take these idols, we're going to burn them, we're going to do what they're good for. They're good to be burned in the consuming fire of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. That's all the idols are good for. They are dead. And so he rids the land. No longer that the worship of any other god would be there, but only the worship of the one true God. David rearranged the history of that town. That town was known as a land of giants, but today that land is no longer the valley of Rephaim, but now it is the valley of the Lord. Now it is the highway of holiness. Now it is the place that God has made a way for others to come in and for him to be lifted up. And David and his men carried it off. Will we allow the Lord to break through today, that he would break through our past and carry away these wicked things that we've carried in our lives? Sometimes God brings us a victory, but we keep the snares there that may pull us back. But no, here God completely destroys the worship of the past. Every crooked path is made straight. And we look at our lives, we look at our communities, and we can see all around the idols. We can see the history of our own town, the history of our own family, the history of our own household. Unless we allow God to break through in our hearts, God can never break through our community. God can never break through in our families until he begins to bring that peretz to our own heart, to our own soul. This is what he's called us to do. He hasn't called us to sit back and let it be the old same thing anymore. He hasn't called us to just be in that old worship or in that old covenant, just like Pastor Jenner was preaching last week, but to come into that new place, to come into that new tent with David, to come into the place of rejoicing, knowing that the Lord has delivered us, to come into the place where there is no longer any worship, but worship to the King of Kings. God had Peretz in David. He broke through. He broke through in David's men. As he broke through in them, they themselves had become the breakthrough. Because he broke through in David's life, because he delivered those men and that he destroyed the wickedness in the land, David and his men now became the Peretz. They were no longer just normal men. They were the ones that God had called to do the mighty work of God. As they had broke through in their own lives, now it was time for them to break through. Now it was time to break through the community. Now it was time to touch the nations and to do all that God had called them to do. And it is the same for us. If Jesus breaks through in our lives today, if we allow him to come through like those rushing waters and to do what he's calling us to do, he calls us, church, to no longer be those that he's broken into and broke through, but to now be the breakthrough ourselves. Jesus has made a way. Hallelujah. You see, he's broken it in the heavens. We know that Jesus had pierced the veil that once held us back, and he broke it in the heavens so that now it would come down to earth. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. He says that whatever you loose on earth will now be loosed in heaven, that whatever you bind on earth will now be bound in heaven. I've given you the keys to the kingdom. In other words, I've given you the keys so that you can be in the breakthrough, so that you will be my breakthrough, that you will be my hands, that you will be my voice. You will be the feet that I use to go to the darkest of valleys. You will be the feet that I use that's going to stamp the enemy. You're going to be the feet that I use that when you walk in somebody's home, they're going to be in people in slavery and darkness. By the time you walk out of that home, they're going to be celebrating the victory. Death, where is thy sting? Oh, and lifting up the King of Kings. Hallelujah. Praise God that he's given us the keys to the kingdom. Praise God that he breaks through our past. And so today, we're looking at our circumstances and our situation. We look at our lives and we say, what have I pursued? Have I pursued everything but God? Am I dead in my sins because it's been all about me? Am I still dead in my transgressions? Am I the one that remains the same man or woman that needs to be reminded every now and then that God is God? Am I that man or woman that just can't seem to get it straight? They just can't connect with the Lord fully. It doesn't seem the most important thing to me. Sometimes it is. Then the Lord says today, let me break through the death that is hanging over your life. Let me bring you to life today so that you can bring glory to my kingdom. He breaks through our self. And many of us, we know that self has been one of the biggest problems that we've had. Self, we've loved self and we've put self above God more than any other thing. Will you let the Lord will break through that self today? Will you let God Peretz? Is there somebody in need of a Peretz today to break through that old self? To break through that old self that says, God, it's all about me and I've never been about you, but today I want to serve you, God, at your altar. Bottom line, I want to bring you glory. I want to serve you in your kingdom. Father, I want to be one that simply wherever I go, I am worshiping you and standing as one where Jesus can lay his head.